Hello and welcome to this episode of the Print On Demand Playbook podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Egler, here with a solo episode where I'm going to be revealing how I would start a print on demand brand from scratch in 2024 in just 5 days. I'm going to be doing some deep training on each step that I would go through in that process. But before we dive in, I want to ask you, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, or maybe you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. This is going to be the best way for you to get notified of new episodes, and it helps us grow the podcast. So I hope you'll subscribe. And with all that out of the way, let's jump in. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Print On Demand Playbook podcast. Excited for this episode. It's going to be a fun one because I'm going to be answering the question, how would I start a print on demand business in just 5 days if I had to kind of start over from scratch? What are the steps that I would go through? And I'm going to be walking you through those steps today. But I want to start off by reading an Apple review or just a podcast review from one of our listeners. Super excited. We've been getting the reviews coming in. So thank you for continuing to submit those reviews. Please review the podcast if you're enjoying it. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. This week's Apple review comes from Layback Digs. Come on, that's a great name. Layback Digs says, thank you both for all the amazing free information. I feel like every time I listen to you guys, I get more and more confident that I can be successful in starting my own POD brand. I have you guys playing in my earbuds as I work full-time job in hopes that one day I don't have to do the 9-to-5 grind in a few years and I can thrive and live my best life working from home and spending more time with my family. My ultimate goal, freedom. Thank you guys for what you do. Layback Digs, thank you so much for the review. And I want to encourage you, and you can do it. You can absolutely get away from that 9-to-5 job, get off that 9-to-5 grind, and get into that life of freedom. Continue to work at it. It's a process, right? Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes months. The harder you work, the more action you take, I should say, not necessarily the harder you work, but the more action you take towards that goal, you're going to get there quicker and quicker. So I want to encourage you, keep going. Don't quit. Continue to take imperfect action. Man, absolutely believe in you. And thank you again for that review. So a quick breakdown of this episode, what I'm going to be talking you through. Number one, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Launch Your Brand Challenge, which is an event I put on coming up very, very soon. And then after I talk to you about that, I'm going to jump into 5 steps I would follow to launch a new print-on-demand brand in just 5 days if I had to start from scratch. I'll walk you through that. So first of all, I want to let you know that I have a 5-day free event coming up called the Launch Your Brand Challenge. This 5-day free event is going to be starting on Monday, April 15th. Monday, April 15th, we kick off at 11 a.m. Central Time. And this event called the Launch Your Brand Challenge is for new beginners. Okay, if you're a beginner in this space, you want to launch a t-shirt, apparel, or print-on-demand business. Maybe you have an idea for a new business. Maybe you don't have an idea. Maybe you've started before, but you've shut down the store, you've quit, and you're ready to get back in it. Or if maybe you're just kind of finding out about this whole thing and you want to know more about it and you want to learn more about this business model, you want to go deep, that is who it's for. It's for beginners. It's for newbies. Okay, it's a 5-day live event. So what that means is I go live each day, do a little live stream, and I teach on a different topic each day. And what's cool about this event is that in these live streams is that I'm actually pulling information directly out of my paid programs, right? Programs that have costed as much as $5,000 over the years. People have paid me as much as that to learn this stuff. I'm pulling information directly from those programs and teaching it to you for free. That's pretty cool. So we've been doing this event for 2024? For almost 4 years, coming up on 4 years in June. And we've had over 50,000 people participate. Many, many million-dollar plus sellers have been born out of the Launch Your Brand Challenge. And I'm telling you, it's the coolest thing we do. So that's pretty cool. Over 50,000 people have participated since 2020. The other crazy thing about this is we haven't done one of these events since October of last year. So typically we do a couple per year, 3, maybe 4 maximum. We haven't done one in like over 6 months, which is pretty crazy. So that means this one's going to be especially fun and crazy. It's our first one, first event of 2024. And so it's going to be so awesome. The last thing I want to let you know is that if you have heard about my program called Shirt School, which is kind of like my full A to Z program to build a profitable and sustainable online t-shirt, apparel, or print-on-demand business. If you've heard about Shirt School or you want to learn more about that program, you definitely want to be a part of the Launch Your Brand Challenge, because we always have an opportunity to come be a part of Shirt School towards the end of that event. So it's kicking off Monday, April 15th at 11 a.m. Central Time. It's 100% free, okay? So no reason not to join. There are replays available for people who can't make the live streams. We do have tons of giveaways and prizes on those live streams, so you want to try to get there. And you can sign up for free. Go ahead and reserve your spot at carrieegler.com/LYB. That stands for Launch Your Brand Challenge. carrieegler.com/LYB. We're going to put that link down in the show notes, also in the YouTube video description, but I want to spell it for you real quick. If you're listening on audio, it's KerrieEgler.com/LYB. Just look up my name somewhere in the show notes. Look for the link, because my name is really hard to spell. But anyways, go over there, KerrieEgler.com/LYB. Just put in your email, share your phone number if you'd like, but you don't have to, and get signed up for the Launch Your Brand Challenge Monday, April 15th. It's going to be absolutely wild. So informative. You're going to love it. All right, let's jump into it. Tying that in a little bit with today's episode, what I want to share with you on today's episode is literally kind of a shortened version, a condensed version of what I'm going to be sharing at the Launch Your Brand Challenge. So as you're listening to these steps today, because these truly are the five steps that I would go through and what I would do if I was starting a print-on-demand brand from scratch in just 5 days, as you're listening to this episode, I want you to just consider if you'd like to go deeper on these topics, because a lot of these things I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be going deeper on in the Launch Your Brand Challenge. So let's jump into it. Here's the first thing I want to let you know as we jump into these five things I would do. And it's going to be in sequential order. It's kind of what order I would be doing them in. Here's what I'll let you know. When you're starting out, when you're starting a new brand, when you're starting any new business, it's important to know that you're not going to get everything perfect, right? You're not going to get everything correct. You're not going to do every step the exact right way. And I think one of the biggest reasons why a lot of us never start our business idea, we never start our side hustle, or we never start the apparel or print-on-demand brand that we want to start, is we're perfectionists. We want everything to be perfect. And if you're like me, like that's how I am. I want every detail to be fine-tuned. I want every graphic to be perfect. I want every, you know, photo, every piece of text to be exactly, you know, like the design of the website. I want the design to be this gorgeous, beautiful website. In reality, that's what keeps us from ever launching, is that procrastination of wanting it to be so perfect, right? And so I really want to encourage you, as you're starting, to take imperfect action. I want to encourage you to launch before you're ready. And inside Shirt School, I teach this idea of an MVP, okay? And that's a minimum viable product. Probably need a cooler name, because I want to tie it into print-on-demand and apparel, but I call it an MVP, and I call it your MVP store. What an MVP is, it is a basic kind of store and, you know, business idea that we can take out to the market, and we can prove that there is demand, that we can actually make sales, and that it's going to be a long-term kind of business for us. Here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to go spend a ton of time, money, and effort building this beautiful e-commerce brand that you then can't make sales from, right? Whether it be the designs or the ad copy or the, you know, whatever it may be, you don't want to spend all this time, effort, and money building something that you can't actually sell, right? And this is like the age-old thing that happens, is we go and buy thousands of dollars worth of product, we store it in our garage, we, you know, all this stuff, we pay a designer to build us this beautiful website, we pay creative people, designers to create all these t-shirt designs. We invest all of this money, brain power, effort, time, And at the end of the day, we're left with the inventory in our garage or our closet that we can't actually ever sell. I've been there. In fact, to this day, I still have mountains of t-shirts from past businesses that I tried to build before I kind of had learned what I've learned about print on demand. And they're just sitting there. I can't sell them. That's lost money that I can't get back because those designs were not popular, were not best-selling designs. So what we want to do instead is we want to build a MVP store. This is a store that can make us our first 5, 10, 20, or 30 sales. This isn't a store that, you know, like it's going to just get us our first sales, right? That's the kind of objective of it. It's not necessarily going to be the finished product that is going to be our million-dollar brand, but it's going to be something we can build off of. So it's a much better idea. It's a much better strategy to build a MVP store, that minimum viable store, minimum viable product, bring that out to the market, get your first 10 sales, and then build upon that store and make it better. And eventually you're going to get to that store that you have in your mind that you dream of. But let's start by keeping it simple. And this will enable us to take action quicker and prove our idea and our concept to the market and be able to bring in our first sales. And that momentum you get from those first 5 sales, 10 sales is going to propel you to 100 sales, to 500 sales, to 1,000 sales. Okay. But we have to start small. And we have to start by thinking about just our first few sales, okay? So launch before you're ready, take imperfect action. And one of the quotes that I share at the Launch Your Brand Challenge, and I want to share with you here because it's become kind of my whole mantra. And actually, if you can see, you can probably see it right there. If I scoot back, if you're watching on video, you see that sign that says take imperfect action. It's literally, I live by this. It's a quote from Harry S. Truman that says, imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time. Let me say that one more time. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time. When you try to make everything perfect, you end up becoming inactive. Ooh, it hits. It still hits me hard. I've said it a million times, but it still hits me hard. All right, let's jump into 5 steps that I would go through to build a new print-on-demand brand in just 5 days. And you can absolutely do this in 5 days. And that's exactly what we do with our participants at the Launch Your Brand Challenge. We help you build a print-on-demand brand or apparel brand in just 5 days. Step number one, you have to choose a niche. You've got to get a niche. You've heard this saying before, the riches are in the niches, right? Some people say niche, some people say niche. I said niche for years, but I've been converted to niche because I think niche sounds more fancy, right? It makes me sound a little more like I know what I'm talking about. And I make the joke that I'm from Oklahoma. So in Oklahoma, see, the riches are in the niches. So I've started saying niche, but it doesn't rhyme as well. So anyways, you've heard the riches are in the niches. I believe this to be true. I believe that the riches are in the niches. Now, one of the things you might be thinking when I say that, you know, one of the things that is brought up is like, what about these huge brands that are just, you know, that are just so general, right? You think about the H&Ms, the Zaras, the, you know, PacSuns. I mean, name a brand, right? Even the Walmarts, the Targets, the JCPenney's, the Macy's. You think about these huge clothing retailers of the world, and they're so general. They're so general. Here's what I want to tell you about that is that your goal, right, for you listening to this, for you to make really, really, really good money, for you to provide an incredible life for your family, you're not trying to build a $100 million brand. You're not trying to build a billion-dollar brand. Although that's amazing, right? That's not our goal here, right? And if you're out there and you want to build the next, you know, Zara or H&M, like I'm probably not the person to help you with that. I'm going to be honest because I'm helping moms, dads, you know, all kinds of people, but I'm helping people like you build brands that can provide a life of freedom for them. And what that looks like is that looks like making a couple $100,000 profit per year. That means making maybe $1 million per year. That's going to change your life significantly for the vast majority of us. And that's what we're trying to do. And so when we're trying to build a brand that can make us six, multi-six, and seven figures, low seven figures, right? When we're trying to build that kind of a brand, we actually want to be very specialized. We don't want to be broad in general, because when we are very specialized, when we have a well-defined niche, that is actually going to make us stand out from those bigger brands, right? And it's going, this is the most important part, it's going to help us market our products easier, because when you have a clearly defined niche, a clearly defined customer, and a clearly defined product, you can have clearly defined language that in your marketing that can speak directly to that customer and make a much deeper connection. Okay. When you see a Target ad on your feed for some random product, right? It can't be very specific. It doesn't talk to a very specific person. It's probably going to be very general. It's probably going to say, check out these toys, check out these clothes, right? It's not going to say something very specific. But when you have a clearly defined niche, you can say very specific language to your customer, right? You can market to your customer in a very specific way that is going to be very effective, because it's going to make a deeper connection. Okay, so having a niche is going to set you apart. It's going to help you market easier. It's going to make that deeper connection with your customer. And I want to also kind of tell you this quote. When you try to be everything to everyone, you end up being nothing to no one. You end up not being as significant. You try to please everybody. And I see this so often, because I see people, we often think, if I go too specialized, I'll leave sales on the table. I won't make all the sales I could make. Okay, we often think that. But what happens is, when I see people going broad as opposed to going specialized, they end up making no sales, right? You think you're going to make more sales because you go broad, because you might be leaving sales on the table. You end up making no sales, right? That's typically what I see. So you want to be specialized. You want to have a niche. And here's three parts to having a well-defined niche. And I touched on these in just that last part. There is the interest, the actual niche, which is a kind of a specialized interest. There's the customer, and there's the product. Okay. These are the three parts in my mind to having a really well-defined niche, is thinking through these things. The first thing is the interest. The interest is going to be interest is probably the best word, or the passion that you're going to go into. So let's say that's going to be something like dogs, or a sport like tennis or basketball. Or it's going to be a hobby like sewing or reading books, those kind of things, right? That's the interest part of it. We could go through tons of it. I mean, there's so many examples. It could be hiking. It could be mountain biking. It could be fitness, right? That's a huge one. It could be food related, plants. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of different interests. That's going to be the first part, right? Is the interest. The second part is the customer. Who is your ideal customer? What do they look like? A lot of times, the interest is going to help you define the customer, but you need to think through, who is the customer? Starts with age, right? What is their age range? The more specific you can get about that age range, the more successful you're going to be in selling and in your marketing. But what is the age range, right? Is it people in their 30s? Is it people in their 60s? Is it teenagers, right? Thinking about that age range. Two, thinking about the marital status, right? Are they married? Are they single? Are they divorced? Those kind of things. Number three, thinking about their family dynamics. Do they have kids? That's an important one. Number four, thinking about their gender. Is it male? Is it female, right? Who are you serving, right? And I also think it's important to think about their nationality, their race, right? Because that's going to help you kind of define who that customer is and how you would market to them, right? Thinking about their background and getting really granular with it. But those are the most important things. Their occupation's another one you can look at. What kind of fields do they typically work in? Those kind of things are important. But this helps you define who you're going to sell to and how you're going to sell to them. It helps you define your niche. And the last thing is the products, right? What kind of products are you going to sell in your niche? At this phase, step one, defining a niche, you just want to have a general idea. Are you going to be selling t-shirts? Is that going to be your primary product? Are you going to be selling hats? Are you going to be selling mugs or tumblers or drinkware? Are you going to be selling hoodies and sweatshirts? or maybe it's something completely off the wall. You know, it could be wall art. It could be, I mean, there's thousands of print on demand products, but just thinking through what kind of products you want to sell, because that will help you round out your niche, right? And the last part I want to talk to you about, and I'll try to be brief on this part, is how do you actually choose a niche, right? What's the easiest way to choose a niche? And I have a framework that I can walk you through that I want to walk you through. It's called the three P's of choosing a niche, and you're welcome to do this with me. So the three P's of choosing a niche. I still said niche, right? It still slipped up. Passion, proficiency, and profitability. Write those down. Passion, proficiency, and profitability. You want to pick a niche that meets all three of those. Number one, what are you passionate about? Oftentimes, if you pick a niche that you are already passionate about, you kind of become your ideal customer, which helps you more easily identify that customer. And it helps you speak the language because you're already interested in that niche. So picking something you are passionate about, I think, is really important. Proficiency. Pick something that you know quite a bit about, right? Like for me, I play a ton of pickleball. You may have known by, if you're a regular listener of this podcast, I play like 5 times a week, multiple hours. I play in tournaments. I'm playing in 2 tournaments this weekend. I really am really passionate about pickleball and I know quite a bit about it. I like watching the pro tournaments. You know, I know a lot of just about the paddles and all the different things. So it helps to know about it because now it's easier for me to create content and create designs if I know quite a bit about that niche. So number one, pick something you're passionate about. Number two, pick something you know a little bit about that you're proficient in. And third, pick something that is profitable. Now, oftentimes, if a niche has a really passionate fan base, it is going to be profitable. But I'm going to give you a hack here. The easiest way to know if something is profitable is to go and search out other brands that are successful within that niche, or at minimum, go find other designs and other products that are being sold within that niche that you can clearly tell are selling, right? This is the easiest way. And to give you another kind of business hack here, you don't want to go into niches that don't already have proven sales and a proven track record of success. A lot of times we think we want to go find the thing that nobody is doing. That's not what you want to do. I want to let you know, in the wide, wide world of the internet, it's called the World Wide Web, there is plenty of room for you to come in and create a multi-six-figure to seven-figure brand in a niche that might seem crowded. In fact, the more crowded it is, the more that tells you that there is demand. That means that that market can withstand the demand, and there is absolutely room for you to come in and have a really successful brand. So you want to actually find niches where there is proven sales, not niches where there is no audience. You know, you don't want to find the thing that nobody's doing. You actually just want to shave off a small piece of something that is already working. All right, we got to move on. Step two that I would go through, I would go ahead and create your first designs for your future products. Okay. And I would create my designs. So I've got my niche. I've picked a niche. Now I want to create my designs. Well, firstly, what goes into a best-selling design? You know, over the years, the last almost going on five years of doing shirt school, teaching others how to build these profitable brands, I've seen a lot of best-selling designs. And in fact, I've also seen a lot of stinky selling designs, zero sales designs. I've seen both ends of the spectrum, and it's helped me really clearly and easily define what a successful design looks like. And so the number one tip that I'll give you after seeing thousands and thousands of successful designs and thousands of unsuccessful designs is simple sells. Simple sells. The simpler design, the higher likelihood it's going to be able to sell. Now, when you think about a t-shirt, and I'm going to just kind of use that as an example. You think about a t-shirt, right? Usually with a t-shirt, you want our kind of t-shirts that we kind of teach you to sell. You want it to be simple, easy to understand, easy to view when you're looking at it from a, you know, when you have somebody, let's imagine you have somebody walking down a grocery aisle and you're walking towards them, they're walking towards you. You want to be able to read it, understand it, see it very easily, right? The idea of a t-shirt We're talking about a t-shirt. The idea of a t-shirt is that we wear a message on our chest that we want to convey to other people. Even, you know, if you're not watching on video right now, I'm wearing like a dry fit pullover, and it's an Under Armour pullover. Okay. Even though it's just got a little Under Armour logo on it, right? I'm not really saying anything too bold. There is still meaning to this pullover that I want to convey to other people, because I am wearing a brand that says something about me, right? I don't wear every brand, right? There's brands I wouldn't wear, right? Me personally, I probably wouldn't wear the same pullover from a Walmart, right? I don't shop at Walmart. I don't want to convey the message that, hey, I wear Walmart clothes, right? I'm just being honest, right? So we wear certain brands and we wear certain messages on us because we want that to be a representation of ourselves, and we want to convey a message to other people. And many times we have slogans on our t-shirts that say a certain thing, and we want people to read that message, right? You think about political t-shirts, just to put that out there as an example, right? The idea of wearing a political t-shirt is we want others to see what we stand for, and we hopefully want to influence them or convey a message to them, right? So anyways, simple sells, okay? So what does that look like? Well, it usually looks like 1 to 2 colors, very simple color schemes, you know, not these complex, crazy color schemes. It usually includes text, like a short slogan related to your niche. So, you know, it's a few words. It's an easy to read slogan. Oftentimes these are funny. These are relatable. These are inspirational, you know, those kind of things. I think funny is probably the lowest hanging fruit. It's the easiest way to have a best-selling design, is just create something that's funny within your niche, but keep it super simple. Okay. And oftentimes, you know, when we talk about t-shirts, they are bigger, they are bolder designs. Okay. So they're not like little tiny designs on the t-shirt. To contrast that, what often doesn't sell is very artistic designs. When, you know, let's say that you're just an artist and you want to sell your own art pieces. Those are often not niche related. They're very hard to sell because it's very hard to convey what the message of that art is. It's very hard for people to latch onto that. So what we want to do with the best-selling design is we want to keep it super simple. We want to include usually some kind of art element along with text or just text. We want to have a short slogan, 1 to 2 colors, 1 to 2 fonts, nothing too crazy. And what I want to say, just a quick kind of pro tip about t-shirt colors. The best selling t-shirt colors are black, white, gray, navy, like heather gray, you know, black, white, heather gray, navy. Those are like the best selling by far t-shirt colors. So we also, in combination with our designs being simple, being just a couple colors, just a couple fonts, we also want to put them on t-shirts that are more wearable, which means we usually don't want to put them on these crazy t-shirt colors, right? So keep it simple, simple designs, simple sells, put it on a best-selling t-shirt color as well, along with the t-shirt style. All right, let's move on. Along with keeping with step number 2, how can you come up with ideas for your designs? Okay, so that's another thing you might be thinking. First of all, we talked about what goes into a best-selling design, but another thing you might be thinking is, how do you come up with ideas? Number 1, you can search out what is popular right now. You can find other brands within your niche. You can search out the big brands. You know, one of the things that I do, just going to a big, let's say you go to like the H&M website, just as an example, put in graphic t-shirts, see what kind of designs are selling right now on some of those big brands. And another hack is find the brands that your ideal customer is already wearing. So if you did the exercise in step 1, choosing your niche, hopefully now you have a more defined customer. You kind of know what age and background and marital status, those kind of things that person is, that your ideal customer is. So now that should give you an idea of what brands they're already wearing. And you can go search out those brands' websites and see what are the best-selling designs on those websites. You can also search marketplaces like Etsy and Amazon and Teespring and Redbubble. See what is trending on there, what's selling on there. And you can also use paid tools like an Everbee or like a tool that I use called Profit Busters that actually show you the actual data of what designs are selling right now. All right. So that's number one, to come up with ideas. We want to search for, we want to find successful designs that we can then take inspiration from. Now, you should never copy other people's designs, but you should absolutely see what is selling and see what inspiration you can take from that by looking at things like the color schemes, by looking at things like the layout, the kind of style that they're using, right? And taking some inspiration from those. Another way you can come up with ideas is you can use AI tools to help you come up with slogans or idea for artwork. You can go into something like ChatGPT and you can say, give me 10 slogans, 10 short text slogans in the beach volleyball niche, okay? And it will pop out 10 slogan ideas for beach volleyball lovers. And you can say, make them shorter, make them longer, make them funnier, make them more relatable, make them inspirational, right? You can tell it that. You can say, you can tell them it's what specific product it's for. You can say, give me 10 slogans in the beach volleyball niche for mugs that can be put on mugs, right? You can take it a step further and you can say, hey, ChatGPT, give me some ideas for what the artwork should be on this t-shirt, right? And it will tell you some ideas, and then you can load that into an AI image generator, right? And you can come up with some of those designs. The last thing, how can you come up with ideas? You should also be looking at trending topics within your niche and outside of your niche. This is kind of a hack. It's important to know what is trending right now. What are in the minds of people right now, even outside of your niche? What are they thinking about? What's in the news? What's popular on social media? What's kind of that thing everybody's talking about, right? One quick example of that is, you know, during the football season, just a couple months ago, everybody was talking about Taylor Swift, right? I hate to bring it up again because football season's over and we've probably stopped thinking about Taylor Swift. Thank God. But everybody was thinking about Taylor Swift because that was what was in the news. So you started seeing t-shirt after t-shirt after product after product after design playing off of Taylor Swift things like In My Blank Era, right? In My Beach Volleyball Era, right? That's a Taylor Swift kind of thing playing off of what is trending. Taylor Swift is trending, bringing that over into your niche, right? And making a design. So knowing what's trending in your niche along with what's trending outside of your niche and being able to combine some of those trending news, topics, articles, social media to your in with your niche and some of your designs. All right, lastly, talking about creating your first designs, we talked about what goes into a best-selling design. We talked about how to come up with ideas. Lastly, how can you create these designs? Well, the best way, the easiest way when you are a beginner, and I'm specifically talking about beginners, I believe, is to find some templates from a tool like Placeit. Now, if you've never heard of Placeit, Placeit is this incredible software that will digitally, you know, it will allow you to digitally add your designs onto real people to create mockups. But what it also does is they also have inside Placeit, they have like thousands of templates that you can use for print on demand that are already styled, they're already pre-built, and you can just go in there, pop in your own text or your own elements or use some of their pre-built stuff, and you can just create your designs really, really quickly. This drastically speeds up your time to get that MVP done, get your designs done, because you can literally just go tweak a template and it just takes a few minutes. So once you've got some of the slogans, you've got some ideas for your designs, going over to something like Placeit, within just a few minutes, you can have some finished print-on-demand designs that are ready to be uploaded, okay? So I encourage you to go check that out, Placeit. We do have a discount code if you want to check out our link. It's shirtschool.com/placeit, shirtschool.com, shirtschool.com/placeit, which is Placeit. Put that link down in the description for you. I think you can save 10 or 15%. Check that link for the details, and Placeit's a really great tool. This makes it really easy. The other way that you can create your designs very quickly is using some AI tools like Ideogram or Midjourney. Ideogram, IDEOGRAM, or Midjourney, MID, Journey, and what these tools are is they are AI text-to-image generators. That sounds really scary for somebody who's not familiar with this, but essentially what they allow you to do is they allow you to enter in text, and you enter in that text, and the software will create the design for you. It's pretty wild, okay? So you put in, show me a cat riding a motorcycle, wearing a leather jacket, in the style of Van Gogh. And boom, within a few seconds, the AI will show you that image. And in fact, usually it will give you four different versions of that image, and you can choose the one that you like the best. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild, but I definitely encourage you to go check that out. And so either one of these ways is a great way to get started and get those first 5 or 10 designs up on your store, okay? So recapping what we talked about so far, step one, choose your niche. Step two, create your first designs. I would recommend probably around 3 to 5 designs at minimum, up to about 10 designs. The more the better. So create your first designs. Step three, let's keep moving here. We're on step, remember it's 5 days. Had to create a brand in 5 days. Day one, I'm choosing my niche. Day two, I'm creating the designs. Day three, I got to find a print-on-demand partner. Find the right print-on-demand partner. Now, I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably familiar with what print-on-demand is, but very briefly, I just want to explain for anybody out there that's brand new, you don't know what print-on-demand is. I want to just explain that really quickly. Print-on-demand is a really, really cool business model that allows you to sell products to customers and connect with a company that will print those items and ship them to your customers for you, and they charge one order at a time. So just to contrast that with the old way that we used to have to do it in apparel or any kind of these custom printed merchandise products, we had to have a company print them. We would buy them in bulk. So we'd buy them like by the 100, 100 t-shirts, 1,000 t-shirts. We would have to store them and we would have to ship them ourselves. So if you're a business owner out there and you've experienced this, you know what I'm talking about. So let me just explain that one more time. You know, we used to have to buy these items in bulk, have them printed, store them somewhere, ship them, package them ourselves. A print-on-demand company will do that for you. They will print your items one at a time. They will package them. They will ship them to the customer for you. You don't ever have to hold inventory. You don't ever have to do any manual work of printing or shipping. And you can just pay for your orders as you make sales one at a time. That is what print-on-demand is. And print-on-demand companies, there are hundreds of them that you can work with. And the majority of them you can work with for free, which is crazy. And you just pay for the items that you sell. Okay. So when you make a sale, you pay a cost to the print-on-demand company, you charge your customer a higher cost, and you collect the difference. Okay. There are hundreds of print-on-demand companies. They have thousands of different kinds of products. You can sell just about anything you can think of. There are some wild products out there. Definitely encourage you. The easiest way to kind of explore these print-on-demand partners, print-on-demand companies, is actually not to go to Google. I wouldn't recommend that you go to Google. The best way to kind of explore these different print-on-demand companies, go to the Shopify App Store. That link is apps.shopify.com. apps.shopify, shopify.com. Even if you don't have a Shopify account, you can go out here and you can search the term print on demand. I'm doing that right now, just kind of have all this information. It's going to pull up, mine pulled up 494 apps. You're going to be able to see the top print on demand companies that a lot of people are working with. You're going to be able to see how many reviews they have. Right here, I'm looking at some print on demand companies that have thousands of reviews, or you can read those reviews and see kind of what people are saying. You're going to be able to see what kind of products they sell. Many print-on-demands specialize in certain kinds of products. That's going to be the best way to start your search for a print-on-demand company. Go to apps.shopify.com and just start searching through there to find, you know, different print-on-demands and really get information about them. But I want to talk to you next about what you should look for in a print-on-demand company. What are the different things you should consider as you are picking a print-on-demand company? Because your print-on-demand partner, I would argue, is going to be one of the most important parts of your print-on-demand company. You want to work with a print-on-demand company that's easy to work with, that's quick to print, that has good quality, all these kinds of different things. So let's break down the different things that you should look for. And this is going to be quite a few things. You may not be able to find a print-on-demand that meets every single one of these categories, but these are some of the things you should consider, okay? Number one, and these are not in order. So these are not in order of like the most important things to the least important things. These are just different things you should consider. Number one is price of the products. Price is an important factor of picking a print-on-demand company. You may go to 10 print-on-demand companies' websites and search out the exact same t-shirt. Let's say it's a Bella and Canvas 3001. And you might see a range of anywhere from $9 to buy that t-shirt and sell it, all the way up to maybe $16, $17, maybe even higher. Some print-on-demands will charge more to print that t-shirt for you. Other print-on-demands will charge less. Price is a very important factor because this is really going to be part of determining how much profit you're going to make per item. So price is important. You want to compare your print-on-demand providers, look at the products you want to sell, and compare those prices, okay? Doesn't mean you always want to go with the lowest because price is correlated oftentimes with the quality, okay? Sometimes if you go with the absolute cheapest, you get kind of a bad print, right? You get a badly printed t-shirt. And that brings me to our second category, which is the quality. You want to consider the quality of print that you are getting from print-on-demand providers. How do you do that? Number one, you can read reviews. You can see what other people are saying. Number two, you can order samples for yourself, right? I recommend that when you start with a print-on-demand, that you order some samples to see what their print quality is like. Are the colors vibrant? Are they printing, too low, too high, too small, your design? You want to check those things. What is the packaging like? You want to check that quality, right? So price can be correlated with quality. It's not always correlated with quality, but you do want to check your quality out. That's a very important aspect. Next, you also want to check shipping cost, carriers, and production time. Shipping cost is going to vary among print-on-demand providers. Some print-on-demands may charge $4 per t-shirt. Some print-on-demands may charge $6, $7 per t-shirt. Sometimes what you'll see is if their product cost is lower, they may charge a little bit more on shipping. Some print-on-demand providers are also going to use different shipping carriers. So some of them are going to use UPS, FedEx, USPS. Some of them are going to use DHL. There's going to be different carriers, right? You want to look and see what carriers they're using. If you're selling within the United States, I generally recommend finding one that uses the United States Postal Service because you can get your packages just about anywhere in the US in 1 to 3 business days. And it's generally going to be the cheapest cost, especially for smaller items like apparel, just any kind of smaller items. If you're selling something big, you might need to have UPS or FedEx or something like that. And the last part of shipping is the production time. I'm just kind of adding these all in. Some print-on-demands will have different production times. Some will take as long as 5, 7, 8 days to actually print your order. Most print-on-demand providers will have a window of about 48 hours with a maximum of maybe 72 hours, but this is something you want to consider. Does your print-on-demand produce the items fast, print the items fast, and get them packaged up and shipped out? Next thing you want to consider, product selection. Product selection is important. You will see that print-on-demand providers can have anywhere from 10 products available to thousands of products available. The biggest thing is that you're not trying to find the print-on-demand provider that has the most products. You're trying to find the print-on-demand provider that has the products you want to sell, right? That's the most important thing. The next thing you want to consider is the features of the print-on-demand. What locations on a t-shirt does that print-on-demand actually print? Do they print on the sleeve? Do they do custom neck labels? Do they do back print, front print? Do they do custom packaging? Do they have personalization? These are things you want to think about. What kind of features do they have? And again, you're not necessarily looking for the print on demand company that has the most features. You're looking for the print on demand company that has the features that you want to use, the products that you want to use, right? The shipping carrier that you want to use. These are important. You're not going to find the print on demand company that has everything, you know, perfect every time. Okay. You want to search for the one that fits you. Next, you want to think about the customer service. Again, you can read some of those reviews, see what the customer service is like, but you want to consider what is their response time like? Because there are going to be situations where you may have customers that get the wrong item or customers that get a bad print. Bad prints are going to happen, right? And when you get one of those bad prints with a customer, you want to have a print-on-demand provider that's going to respond to your concern quickly and take care of that that bad print or that bad item. So customer service is something to consider. And the last thing to consider is something that is often overlooked, but that is the software ease of use. How easy is the software to use? That is something you want to consider. And you can test out any of these print-on-demand providers by just installing the software into your Shopify store. Once you have a Shopify store, we're going to talk about that in the next step. And you can test out the software. The software is going to be drastically different among these print-on-demands. Some of them are going to be really easy to use. Some of them are going to be really hard to use. And some of them are going to be very dated and very buggy. So that's something to consider. Last part of wrapping up step number three, which is finding the right print-on-demand partner, I just want to answer the question, who do I recommend? What print-on-demand do I use and do I recommend? And I recommend a company called Gelato. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you might be familiar with Gelato, but this is the provider that I use, that I love. They're called Gelato, G-E-L-A-T-O. And I recommend them for the reasons I just talked about. Just to recap that, they have great pricing. They have great product selection. They have great quality. As far as shipping, they will ship around the world because they have production facilities locally in just about any country that you want to sell in. In fact, they have over 130 production partners all around the world, which means that when you're in the United States and you sell to somebody in New Zealand, that item is going to be printed as close to New Zealand as possible and shipped a shorter distance. And this is great for so many reasons. But customer service, amazing customer service on Gelato. Their features and software, it is among the best software, print-on-demand software I've ever used. Features, they have great features like custom branding, like personalization, like the mock-up studio. So many things I don't have time to get into on this podcast. But Gelato is a really, really great print-on-demand provider. I would recommend that you try them out. Let me give you the link and some details about how to get started with them. So I have a special promotion with Gelato that I want to give you. If you sign up with my link on Gelato, you can get a month free of Gelato Plus, which is their kind of higher tiered subscription plan, which actually gives you a bunch of really cool features. You can try that for a month free. And you can also get 60% off your first order when you make it within 72 hours, which means you can get samples for like 60% off, right? If a t-shirt costs $10 cost, you're going to be able to get it for $4 so you can try it out. That's pretty cool. So go over to shirtschool.com/gelato to sign up for a free Gelato account. That's shirtschool.com/gelato, G-E-L-A-T-O. Sign up for an account there. Leave the link down in the show notes. And you can use the discount code CARRY, all capital letters, K-E-R-R-Y. Use that discount code when you create your first order to get that 60% off. Thanks, Gelato, for that special deal. And I just want to extend that to you guys if you'd like to use Gelato. But let me just say in wrapping this part up, there are a lot of great print-on-demand providers. You don't have to use Gelato. You can use whoever you feel best about. That's just my recommendation based off my years of experience and working with so many different print-on-demand providers. All right, let's jump into step four, day four of creating and building a print-on-demand brand in 5 days or less. Step number four, setting up your Shopify store. Let's first talk about why do I recommend Shopify? I believe Shopify is the best e-commerce platform by far for these reasons. It's easy to use, extremely easy to use. It's pretty inexpensive when you start comparing it to some of the other platforms. It is fully featured. It's got everything built in out of the box that you're going to need with no additional cost. But it does have the Shopify App Store, which is incredible. The Shopify App Store is like the App Store on your Apple or Android phone, right? The App Store, where you can plug in thousands upon thousands of apps that can make your store do additional functions, things like upsells, reviews, different things like that, print-on-demand apps, tons of different things, email marketing. The Shopify App Store is unlike anything else, and it opens up a huge world of possibilities for you as an e-commerce seller because you have access to those thousands of apps. Shopify has pre-built templates and themes to actually make your store look really beautiful, and they're very easy to use. Shopify is trusted by huge mega brands. There are multi-billion dollar brands that have their website on Shopify. Shopify is by far the largest e-commerce platform for a reason. There's over a million e-commerce brands on Shopify. I think it's actually much, much more than that, but millions of e-commerce brands on Shopify. And lastly, I've used it for 7+ years. It's the best platform. So I'd highly, highly recommend that you use Shopify to build your e-commerce store, right? And just to clarify what we're talking about here, Shopify is a platform that you can build your website and you can host your products. You can manage all your orders. It does everything. It's kind of an all-in-one e-commerce platform. This is where most of your business is going to live, is on the Shopify platform. So let's go into kind of step by step what goes into setting up a Shopify account. And just a reminder, on the Launch Your Brand Challenge that's coming up on April 15th, I'll be walking you through. You'll actually be seeing my screen, walking you through how to do everything I've talked about on this podcast. So you actually get a tutorial, a step-by-step how-to on how to do this stuff. But step number one, open a Shopify account, shopify.com. Again, you can use my link if you like, shirtschool.com/Shopify. Oh, you got to open the account though. Number two, you want to connect your print-on-demand provider. At this point, hopefully you've chosen a print-on-demand provider. So now you need to connect your print-on-demand provider to Shopify. It's very easy to do. You can do that in your print-on-demand app. You can also do that in the Shopify App Store. Very simple to do. Next, you want to create your products in the print-on-demand app. So you're going to go to your print-on-demand. You're going to create the products, add your designs onto the products. So back in day two, you created your designs. Now you're going to take those designs and you're going to upload them into your print-on-demand. When you upload them into your print-on-demand app, it's going to automatically sync those to your Shopify account. So this is going to add your products into your Shopify store. Next, you're going to want to set up your shipping rates in Shopify. So inside Shopify, hit that settings button. You can go to shipping. You can set up how much you want to charge your customers for shipping in Shopify. The next step is you need to design what your store is going to look like, right? So inside Shopify, you can actually go in, edit your homepage, edit your product pages, make them look the way that you want to look. The great thing about Shopify, they've got free themes, tons of awesome free themes. But the biggest tips here, keep it simple. You want a simple and professional looking homepage, right? You may want a banner at the top. Then you want to showcase some of your products. Then you may want to have like a little bit about you, right? That's all you really need. Keep it simple. You also need to customize your product page, right? The product page is where people are actually going to purchase your products. So you want to spend a little bit of time there actually customizing that product page and making sure it works correctly and looks really sexy. Next, you want to create collections. This is where you're going to group your products together. You know, you want to group these together by t-shirts and hoodies, by product category is usually the easiest way to do that. But creating collections in Shopify is how you actually group your products together. Next, you want to create your navigation. You want to have a menu for people to be able to easily find their way around your website. And you're going to do that by creating menus in the navigation area of Shopify. What you want to do is just create a main menu and create a footer menu. The footer menu is going to be at the bottom of your webpage. The main menu is going to be at the top of your webpage. Let me get a quick drink. Lastly, you want to create your pages, which is going to be your About Us page, going to tell a little bit about your brand, your contact page so people can get a hold of you, your returns page so that people know how to return products and what your return policy is, and lastly, your terms and conditions and privacy policy. One of the other great things about Shopify that I love is they actually have terms and conditions and privacy policy generator inside your Shopify account. So they will create your terms and conditions and your privacy policy for you. You can just click a button and it will create that template for you, which makes it super easy because who knows how to create a stinking terms and condition page or privacy policy. We're not hiring lawyers to create these. We can use the templates inside Shopify. Once you've done these steps, it's time to open your store. You're ready to open your store for business. That is the first four steps. The last step we need to get into today to wrap up this podcast, step number five, day number five, the final thing that we need to do is we need to market our products to get our first sales. It's great to have a beautiful store with amazing products and our designs and all those kind of things, but without marketing, we're not going to make any sales, right? We have to know how to market our products. So the first question I want to ask or answer, should you run ads to get your first 5 to 10 sales? I would say no. I would not dump money into running advertising, paid advertising, to get your first sales, right? And oftentimes when you're starting out, you may not have a ton of money. You might be starting with a small budget, right? So we don't want to waste money on ads. We want to use paid ads like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, or TikTok ads. We want to use those paid ads to scale up our brand in a later stage of our business. So we don't want to run ads to get our first sales. Should you go straight to marketplaces like Etsy or Redbubble? I would say no. I would not recommend that you do that when you're starting out. That is one strategy to make sales, right? But I don't believe it is the best long-term strategy to make sales. So we want to be set up for long-term success even when we're getting our first few sales. There are tons of issues with platforms like Etsy and Redbubble and these kind of platforms. They can be great as well, but I prefer to use them as a complementary sales channel and not your primary sales channel. So the way that I recommend that you get your first few sales and you get this business off the ground, this is day five, I recommend that you begin to build relationships on free social media platforms and sell your products there. Now, the misconception here is that you need a huge audience. You don't need a huge audience on social media to make your first sales. Remember, our goal right now, our goal is not our first 100 sales or our first 1,000 sales. Our goal is our first 5 to 10 sales. And you can make those 5 to 10 sales with almost no audience on social media, right? So you don't need a huge audience to make your first few sales, right? Your goal is to make the first 5 to 10 sales. The best platforms in 2024, Instagram and TikTok by far. Is there other platforms that you could use? Facebook, Pinterest, other platforms? Absolutely. X, Twitter, the best platforms. And I work with students every single day. I see students have success and students that don't have as much success. And the students that have success are consistently still using in 2024, Instagram and TikTok. Those are the best platforms that I believe you should start on. Pick one. Don't pick both, but pick one. For I think most people, it's still Instagram is probably the best. The strategy here, there are two main things that I want you to do, two main strategies that I want you to do to get those first sales. The first strategy is around your content. The strategy is to create funny, relatable, helpful, or inspirational content in your niche. This is how you're going to attract people to you, right? Again, funny, relatable, helpful, or inspirational content, short content on social media, usually under a minute. This is how you're going to attract people to your account and attract people to your brand. Then you want to sprinkle in your products every third or fourth post. Sprinkle in your products for sale in your feed and in your stories if you are using a platform that has stories, and actually sell, offer your products for sale. You don't want to have your account be all products for sale and you don't want your account to be no products for sale, you want to sprinkle those in every third or fourth post and sprinkle them into your stories. People love to buy. They don't like to be sold to. So we have to create value with them through our funny, inspirational, relatable, helpful content. And then we have to sell to them after we've built value with them. Okay. And the last part, the other strategy that I want you to do in conjunction with that is you have to make a conscious effort to connect and engage with people. So follow your potential customers, right? Like and comment some of their posts. Here's a crazy one. Send them a message. Say, hey, what's up? Create a real relationship with them, right? That goes a long way with people. And in fact, we teach a strategy inside Shirt School that's really effective to actually sell in the direct messages. And this is another part of this kind of three-pronged approach to sell on social media. Put out valuable content, sell in your feed, and then connect with others, including DMing, liking, and commenting and following with your potential customers. So that is how I recommend selling on social media and getting your first sales. All right, let's wrap this up. Let's put a bow on it and let's do a quick recap. Number one, you got to choose a niche. Number two, you're going to create your first designs. Number three, you're going to find the right print-on-demand partner, get set up with a print-on-demand partner. Number four, you're going to set up and build your Shopify store, connect your print-on-demand partner and get those products built. And number five, you're going to go to social media, free social media platforms, and get your first 5 to 10 sales. And I want to let you know, this is exactly how I would do it in 2024, starting over from scratch. If you want to go deeper on all of this content, if you want to spend a whole week with me workshopping and building out your brand and going deeper on all, everything we talked about today, I want to invite you to come to the Launch Your Brand Challenge, free 5-day event, carrieegler.com/LYB, completely free. You get 5 days of live training from me. Hope to see you there, and I'll see you on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Print On Demand Playbook Podcast. If you would, please leave us an honest review on whichever platform you're listening from. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to know what you think about the podcast. I'll see you next week.